That's the Sephardim. Sephardim is a Tukan well. Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam. Hilchas Sukkah. Perek Hamishi Halacha Aleph. Chapter 5, Law 1. Today, this perek deals with the laws of Schach. Okay? But until now, we're talking about the measurements, the height, width, all that, the walls. Now we're focusing on the Schach. Haschach shel sukkah. The schach of the sukkah, there's a number of rules for it. Ein a kosher mikol dover. It's not kosher from just anything. Not just everything could be schach. But here are the conditions that must be met. Ein mesachachim ella bedover shegidul minar. It's number one, you can only use schach from something that grew from the ground. Okay? The source for that, although really it's halacha l'moshe misinai, but it's the hint to it in the Torah when it says you celebrate Chag HaSukkos, it says ba'aspacha when you gather in migornecha umikvecha from the grapes and from the grains, the grains and from the grapes. So we see that that's produce, was something from the ground. You make a sukkah at the time when you harvest the grain and the grapes. So that is stuff that grows from the ground. That's a hint that you only can use something that comes from the ground, that grows from the ground, is schach. Number one.
Alive.
Number two, though, shenek karminar. It's got to be cut from the earth, just like grain and grapes. It's cut. It's harvest. It says ba'aspacha, when you gather. So it's got to be cut. So it's the second condition, growing from the ground and cut. Number three, ve'ena makabel tumah. It can't be something that gets tumah, because it says you gather from the grains and from the wines, meaning that from the psoles, from the remnant. In other words, it's from, not from the actual fruit, but from the byproduct. In other words, it says from the grapes.
Yeah, from
not the grapes, but the part, like the vines, right?
Leftover.
Not the corn, but from the husks, whatever. In other words, it's gotta be a byproduct. So that's the third condition already. We have, it's got to grow from the ground, it's got to be separate from the ground, and a byproduct. Cannot be an actual fruit. Because why? Because that, a fruit is makabel tumah. A fruit, if it gets wet, an apple gets wet, and rodent falls, it could become tummy. A byproduct, you know, the sheaves, the leaves, they don't become tummy. So that's situation number three.
Number how did you say the apple come to me if it falls and what?
If water gets on an apple, then a rodent touches
a rodent.
It, then it can become tummy.
Right.
So food can be makabel tumah and other things, but byproduct
leaves
does not get makabel tumah. Number four, vein reichel ra, and it shouldn't have a bad smell. If it has a bad smell, the guy would run out of the sukkah if it smells so bad. The eino no share, it has to be the kind of sukkah, schach that won't fall. The eino nova won't wither, tummied constantly. Because if it does, what will happen is you won't want to be in the sukkah as well. The stuff will fall on you, it won't provide shade. So now we'll see that, so those are the criteria. Now the question is, not all these criteria are biblically prohibited, some are only rabbinically, and then b'dieved they'd be okay. Well, some, even b'dieved, are not good. And that's what Halacha Beis is going to discuss. Let's say, Sikech v'davar she'en gidula min ha'aretz. Let's say he did use schach from something that did not grow from the ground. He used plastic. Right? He used 10,000 tape recorders and put it over the sukkah. Right? Whatever. So if he did that, or you covered it b'mechubar la'aretz, something that's still connected to the ground. Or with things that get tuma, psula, the sukkah is possible, means b'dieved, even it's no good, you can't use the sukkah. And if you're in the sukkah, you didn't do the mitzvah. But on the other hand, the last few items, what if you covered the sukkah with something that could fall or wither, with a bad smell, b'dieved kishera, it's kosher, we said you can't do it. So Rambam says, Shal Amru, because the fact that it said, Ein Mesachim, you don't use the schach, but Elu, for these as well, it says you shouldn't use them for schach, just like it said the other things, but the reason's different. The reason is, Elakadesh lo yaniach ha-sukkah v'yesek, because we don't want the guy to run out of the sukkah. In other words, the first three problems of it has to grow from the ground, it has to be detached, and it's not makabel tuma. Those have to be. And if it's not there, it's possible. The last ones, it shouldn't smell, shouldn't fall or wither, that's for rabbinic reasons. Because if they do, the guy might not want to stay in the sukkah. But if you have a strong constitution, you don't care if it stinks, and if you don't care that things are falling in your soup, then, bidi evit, if you're in there and you're not running out, it's kosher stach. Okay, next point. V'tzarech lizer, you should be careful. Again, to be careful doesn't mean it's going to be possible. But shelo yehi hutzin va'alin shel stach yordan tocha ser tvachim. You shouldn't have any of the branches, okay, or the leaves of the stach going below, down below 10 tvachim into the sukkah. Why? Because if it goes less than 10 tvachim,
halfway,
person's going to bump the guy's head. It's going to be very uncomfortable for the person to be there. So this is not a psul b'di'evit. It doesn't make it unkosher even after the fact. It's l'chatchil, and so you shouldn't do it. But if you did do it, it is kosher. Because the Rambam himself says the reason why can't you do it, shouldn't do it, k'dei shelo yetzer lo b'yishalasa. Shouldn't be uncomfortable for him to sit. But if he's satisfied with an uncomfortable sitting, then it's okay even if it goes below 10 tvachim. Now to some other halachas that you might think would be okay, and the Rambam says it's not okay. See, kecha b'minei matachas, what if you use schach out of various metals? Well, why would you think a metal might be okay? Because metal comes from the ground.
It's a mineral.
It's a mineral, comes from the ground, but it's puzzle because it doesn't grow from the ground. Remember, it has to be gidulo minaris.
It
grows from the ground. So even though it comes from the ground, that's why Rambam has to specify this. Because it does come out of the earth, but it doesn't grow from the earth. Oh, also you can't use atzamos, you can't use bones, va'oros, and skins, hides, that have not, now, we're talking about skins that have not been worked on, because if they're worked on, they're going to be puzzled anyway, because they're makabel tuma. But even if they haven't been worked on, then their makabel tuma still doesn't grow from the ground. Again, you might think bones and skins goes from the ground, because the cow eats the grass that grows from the ground.
Born on the ground.
And that. So, and, but no, but doesn't go.
You don't have to water it.
Again, the reason all is, it's not growth that comes from the ground. Now, how about this case? What if you bend over, you lift up the vines that are, let's say a vine is growing from the ground. So you just take the vine, it's from
bend
the ground,
over.
Bend it over to sukkah. Right? And now you got vines covering your sukkah. Ukiyah is things like that. Achna sukkah become a sukkah. So it's possible. Why? Sharelo nekru. You haven't uprooted it from the ground. I don't know why the Rambam has to mention this, that, it's obvious. I don't see the chiddush in this halacha.
Because the cut.
Well, the Rambam already said, if it's not cut, it's not good. And this is not cut, it's not good. So I don't know why the Rambam, the other case, we're trying to say, even metals, at least it comes from the ground, even though it doesn't grow from the ground. I don't understand what the chiddush is over here. So I don't know.
It's covering all the bases.
It grows and it's not cut. So it's just
I understand it's the opposite, but it already has clearly been excluded. Yeah. But I hear it grows and not cut. Okay. I don't know. Anyway, next case. Sichacha bichlei eitz ubamach tzalos hasuyas lishchivu kiyetz and psula. Let's say you use schach made out of wooden utensils, or mats that are used for lying down, or anything like that, it's possible. Why? Those things can become tame. If a rodent would fall on them, they become tame. Therefore, they cannot be used. And we'll discuss later on all kinds of things that are utensils cannot be used. Now, v'chein im sikacha b'shivrei kelim uvil yoseim. And similarly, what if you use a broken utensil? Or a worn out utensil that's been ripped, and those aren't makabel tuma. Could you use them? So he still says psul, you can't use them either. Why? They're not makabel tuma anymore. And it's just a gzera. Hoyel v'hoyu makabel tuma. Since before they got worn out, they were makabel tuma.
Can't use them now.
So now what would happen is if people are going to see people using worn out utensils, what do they think they could use? Regular utensils. They figure the guy used it when it was good, and now it got worn out. Because Shema Yisakir Bishvarim Shadayin Latorah. They may use broken utensils that are not totally broken to the point they're not makabel tumah.
Right.
In other words, you know, if you have a garment, has to have a minimum amount to be makabel tumah. Was it 3x3, 4x4? I don't remember. That's the minimum amount. So let's say you have a very less than the minimum amount. Still can't use it because a guy may use a ripped garment that is more than the minimum amount. So once you're using something that was at one point makabel tumah, then people make a mistake and use other things like it that are makabel tumah. Gimel. Sikacha ba'acholin. What if you use food for schach? Apples, bananas, things like that. Psula, you can't use it mipnei shei makabel tumah because they are makabel tumah. Okay, let's try to find something that's a little bit more of a questionable scenario.
The cut slats of wood, right?
We're going to get to that. That's halacha Zion. I don't forget to today, but that is exactly when we talk about slats of wood and what is kosher and what's not kosher. Back. We're going to get to that. Now, soche te'enim, branches of figs, fig branches. Right? A tehena is a fig, right? Mm-hmm. And there's figs connected. In other words, what do you got? Now, let's say, can you use a fig branch alone? A cut fig branch for schach? Yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a fig branch.
But no fig on it.
But now you got a fig branch with 25 figs connected to the branch. Can you use figs alone?
Nope.
No. Can you use fig branches alone?
Yeah.
How about a fig branch with the figs?
No.
Okay, or parakilei anavim uvem anavim. Or grapevines with the grapes, or machpedos or entwarim, or date palms, the palm tree with the dates.
All can become
tumah. And any of that like this, you got a combination of the kosher and not kosher aspects of this thing. So what's the halacha? It depends. Roim im psolas meruba lachlan. Look and see, if the byproduct, like the vine, is more than the fruit, then mesachim b'hem, then you can use it as schach. And if not, a mesachim b'hem, you cannot use it as schach. In other words, the rule is like this. If you have non-kosher schach, if you have more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, then the kosher schach nullifies the non-kosher schach, and the sukkah is kosher. Okay.
So one fig and a big branch, no problem.
So you got if it's big branches and a little amount of fig, then it's kosher. If it's a lot of fig and little branch throughout the sukkah like that, then it's not kosher. That's a very important rule to know. You're going to see interesting things. Sometimes it's better to have non-kosher schach than an empty hole at the top. Let's say it's empty in a certain spot.
Yeah.
Well, then you can't sit under the empty hole. But if you've got the kosher, not kosher schach filling up that space, we'll see there's much more room to be lenient in that area.
Right, that's the last piece you have.
You're not learning that from this, right?
No, but I'm just telling you the halal. I'm just telling you to be aware. And sometimes if you're stuck, b'dieved, you might be better off slipping in a piece of not kosher schach to fill in a hole. Because then at least the sukkah will be kosher as opposed to a place, certain place where there's a hole that would be trait, not kosher at all. So that's an example here, which is just showing you the point, is you have kosher with not kosher schach mixed together. If the majority is kosher, then the entire sukkah is kosher. Mm-hmm. But if not, vimlav, but if it's mostly the non-kosher fruit and less byproduct, then ein mesachvim, you can't use it as schach. Now how about sikek biyarakos? Let's say you make schach out of vegetables. Now, we've got to understand what kind of vegetables. Aren't vegetables makabel tumah? What's the question? So he's saying we're talking about vegetables that are not designated for human consumption, just animal consumption. And therefore, those are not makabel tumah. So speaking of the kind of vegetables that are not makabel tumah, so what could be the problem? Well, the problem with vegetables over fruits is vegetables can dry up and shrivel up. And now you're not going to have the amount that you had beforehand. So now, sikech b'yirakos, if you make schach out of vegetables, she'im yiyavshu, that if they will dry up, or yibolu, or spoil, v'lishar b'amash, there'll be nothing left of them, that might be in a week, but right now you have them there, right now it's covering, but it very well may be not around soon, even though right now they're very moist,
fresh.
They're beautiful, fresh, you have lots of lettuce, you want to cover your sukkah with lettuce leaves. Right. Romaine lettuce leaves, the whole top But you know, let's say it's the kind of leaves that go that animals eat and not humans eat. Okay, I don't know what leaves they are, but let's say dandelions. Weeds. That's a good idea. Weeds.
All different kinds of weeds. There's a lot of weeds like this.
Yeah, yeah, you cut the weeds and put them on top, and they're fresh weeds. Mamish Gavaltik. Can't do it, because you know by day two or three, they're shriveled up. There's nothing left of them. So now, Hare Mekomam Nechshav Kilu Avir. So the space, even today, even though it's nice and shady, it's considered like an air pocket. As if nothing is there. Okay, and it's puzzle, and we'll determine later on the Rama what's the measurements. If you have three tefachim, if you have three tefachim of blank space going along this in the middle of your sukkah, and we'll see the circumstances later on in this parak, it could make the entire sukkah puzzle. So we look at that, even though it's right now covered, but since it's, you know, it ain't going to last for very long, it's like an empty space. Uki'ilu Adam, it's like they're not there.
It has to last for all of us.
And then, or let's say it's a problem where it's going to, now if that's gone, you're going to have more sunlight than shade. So we look at it's not there, and that's a real negative. Okay, next. Another scenario. Dalit, rolling right along. Sikecha bepishtei ha'etz. Let's say they make schach out of branches of flax.
I'm not sure right? What it looks like.
Now, flax, what eventually do we use flax for? You beat it, you comb it, and then what do you do with flax? You make cotton, no? Wool?
Oh, we eat it.
Yeah, but
the byproduct.
No, but usually you make clothes. You can make clothes out of flax, right? You make material out of flax.
I never saw it, and then you're my shirts.
Yeah.
Linen.
I think linen is out of flax, right? No, but you can make garments. But right now, it's just the branches of the flax. Shalot dak, O son, you have not
crushed
them yet. Velo niptzem, you haven't combed them out yet. It's very in the raw state right now. Even though it could one day be made into something that is makabel tuma, once you make something tangible of it, that's worthwhile. But you haven't done that yet. Share, it's a kosher schach. Why shadayin eitz? It's still considered a tree byproduct.
But if
what if you crush them and you comb them? Then ain't mesach ribo. You can't make them for schach, even though they're still not yet mekabel tuma. Flax is not until you spin it and make thread out of it. So it's still not something mekabel tuma. Still, why? Its form has changed. It's not considered growth from the ground anymore. Kidulei karka is something that grew from the ground.
So
it's not considered growing from the ground anymore. It's already changed its form and shape that it's not recognizable that it grows from the ground. It's like an in-between state. It's not yet a garment type. It's not a thread that's a utensil. And it's also not considered growing from the ground or something that was growing ground because you've changed and altered it to such an extent. It's not like, it's not considered something that's growing from the ground
anymore.
But they're
using flax here just as an example, right? It could be
anything else.
Too.
Anything else like that. Okay. Now, what you can use, mesachim b'chavolim shel ziv v'shel chelef u'gitzvim. You can use, there seems to be some type of byproduct that goes around a plant called ziv. I don't know what it is.
Palm bast.
Okay, and chelef, which is hemp.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. But and it's kind of a rope-ish stuff around the branch. So that you can use for the schach, sharei tzurasa omedes, because it's the same shape it does as it grows from the tree. Veina chavolim kelem, and those ropes are not considered a utensil. Fine. Hey, now you have to look at the picture. To understand this, you must look at the picture. So those listening on the tape, sorry, I don't know how to describe it. On page 105. Now look over there. We're going to talk about arrows now. Now, the specific part of the arrow, an arrow is made out of two parts. It's made out of the wooden pole and made of the metal pointy part. Now, you figure, what's the big deal? Well, there's two ways you can make arrows. One is called a male arrow. One is called a female arrow, because a male has a body part that protrudes, and a female has an opening that takes the protrusion in. So now, there's a male arrow where the pole is pointy, and the metal is shaped in a way that the point goes into a V-like structure, and
shape,
and the pointy part of the wood goes into the
arrow,
as we see in the picture on the left side. On the other hand, we have what we call a female pole. That's B. where the wood is carved in, the end is carved in, so that we can now have the metal part of the arrow can have a protrusion that goes locks in to the wood that's been carved out. That's the female, because now there's a cavity in the wood. So now the discussion is here, what if you use the arrow poles without the metal connected to it? Can you use those poles? Are those considered utensils or not? At first blush, you'd say not, because until you put the metal piece, the metal pointy part, you don't have an arrow yet. So that's going to be the halacha that they're talking about now.
This is what people use for schach?
No, let's say you have, you came back from the battlefield, you know, and when you're finished, you take the metal pieces off, you sharpen them up, you fix them, and I got a bunch of poles. You know, let's say I had a whole troop came back from battle, take 40 poles, could throw it right over the sukkah, and you have a kosher schach. Now, if they are in the arrow shape completely with the metal and everything, you for sure can't use them because an arrow is a utensil. It's makabel tumah. If the wood and the metal point are together, you for sure cannot use it for schach because that is a utensil called an arrow. That is makabel tumah. But now if you've separated the wood from the metal, or you have not yet put it into the metal, in other words, you got the black part without the white part.
In both instances.
Well, we're giving both examples. What's the halacha if you just put the pole alone? Would that be kosher schach or not? So halacha hey discusses this. Sikacha bechitzim, if you're going to make schach from arrows, so it depends. If it's bischarim, if it's male arrows, meaning to say that the wooden part is pointy, as in picture A, then share it's kosher. But benikavis, but female poles, where is an intendation, psula, it is possible. Why? Afa bishasu lismas bavarsal. Even though it's made that you have to put the metal piece into the female cavity part of the pole, but still, even before it goes in, base kibulu, it is considered a receptacle. Because the fact that the pole has an opening, right? It's already a receptacle. Umakabel tumo kechol kli
kibul. The tip is inserted in.
It receives tumo like anything that has receptacles. It's considered receptacle even before its utensil of an arrow. Okay, let's continue. Halacha vav. So guys who missed, they're going to miss a lot.
And this can't become tumo, on the other hand.
Correct. The one on the left cannot become tumo. The one on the right could become tumo. Halacha vav. Machatzeles kanim o machatzeles gumi o chelev. A mat that's made out of reeds, or made out of rubber, or made out of hemp. So now, we have such a mat. What is it generally used for? So it depends on the size. Kitana, if it's a small mat, what are most small mats manufactured done for? Stamel l'shchiva, usually for laying down. And if it's for laying down, then it becomes a utensil that can now be mekabel tumah. Lafikach e'mesachibo, you can't use it for schach, even though you want to use that one for schach. Unless you originally, when you made it for the intention of making it a schach. Let's say the manufacturer manufactures small mats. Most manufacturers do it for lying down purposes. But if you said, I am making this small mat for the direct intention to only use it as schach, it's not to be laid down with, so that's not a utensil, it's not makabel tumah.
And it can be made out of what?
Reeds.
Mat of reeds.
Rubber
mat. Hemp mat.
And hemp.
You can make a rubber.
Well, rubber that comes from the ground.
Not the process kind of rubber.
Raw.
Like raw rubber. Okay, but anyway, so you begin to understand now why we have the kosher schach we have today, that they're mats.
They're made.
Right, because they're made only for schach purposes. Now, so that's for small ones. But big mats, those stomach are generally made without any specific intention. A big mat is made with sikuch. It's made as schach, because big mats aren't used for sleeping. They're too big. Therefore, you can use big mats for schach, no problem. Elam again, unless the guy had the reverse idea. Also, Salashkiva, he made a big mat for the purpose of lying down on it. A queen-size mat. So, a king-size mat. He made it for sleeping, then it's makabel tumah. Now, what if, let's say, the big one that's not makabel tumah? Kir, what if it has a border around it? I feel good. Even if it's a big one, you can't use it for schach. Why? The border itself has a lip, and the lip is a receptacle. And as a receptacle, it'll be makabel tumah. Vafilu nital hakirsla. Even if you remove the border, aim esachmi kevus eschak and deshehi keshiver kevus. Then it's like a broken utensil. Already said you can't use broken utensils. Zion. That'll be the last halacha today, and we're going to come to the 2x4s. Can you use 2x4s, 2x2s?
1x2s.
1x2s, can they be used for schach? That's halacha Zion. Nesarim she'ein berachbam arba tvachim esachim bahem. Boards that are not four tvachim wide, you may use for schach. So now let's look four tvachim. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So less than this.
All right. That's a good
that's a
8 inches.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, 8 to 10 inches, right? Yeah.
A foot. So if it's foot wide, then
it's 6 inches.
As long as it's less than four tvachim, mesachim bohem, you can use it for schach. Afa pi shehem meshupim, even though they're planed. In other words, they've been, you know, grooved and whatever.
Processed
to a certain extent. But, they are, you can use it. But if it's four, then obviously, so even though it's like a utensil, but it's still not considered a utensil. Yesh barachmam arba, but what if they are four tvachim wide? Ein mesachmam, you can't use them v'rischach. V'al pisha'enim eshupim, even though they're not planed, you can't use them. Why? Gzeira shema yeshiv tachas atikra v'yedam eshikasuka. Because you could then, if you already can sit under four tefach wide, boards, then other people will sit under a roof and think it's just like a sukkah.
Yeah.
I mean, those are big boards already. Yeah. In other words, let's say the board, it's still not a kli, it hasn't been planed, but it looks like, you know, if you put enough of them, you're gonna make a ceiling and a roof, and it just looks like that. So I guess everybody would think you could always sit in an indoor place. Right? He says, why can't I? I see that, my house just has, beams over the top. Right? Now certainly a house isn't allowed. Right? But if you go in a sukkah that is laid up like the roof like a house, then you can't use it. So it seems the main problem, not so much it's a utensil, but it looks like the way a house would be built and you can't do it. But less than four tvachim would not be a house. Right? So that's halacha number one. So it comes out according to the Rambam, very clear. Anything less than four tvachim is kosher. Now, I don't believe we pass like that.
That's more than 6 inches.
We say it has to be, I think, 1x2s. Or 2x2s, but more than that already, because today's contemporary houses, the bigger ones are what they use to make the roof of a house.
2x4s.
Right, let's say 2x4s, already you used to build a house with that. So less than that, I'll have to look exactly the measurements, but I believe it can be a two inches.
1x2s are really 3/4 inches by like 1.5, 1/3.
2x2s would be okay, but already 2x4s.
Yeah, already.
4 inches. Okay, we'll have to give you the final halacha of next week. Now, how about like this? Nosan oleha neser echad sheyesh baruch bo arba tfachim. What if you put on top of the sukkah just one board that's four tfachim wide, amongst other things? Sheira, it's kosher. The sukkah's kosher. And we're talking about when you put it on the side of the sukkah.
The end.
At the very end, where you still have three kosher walls. In other words, if you're gonna put this, I don't think there's a picture for this.
What if you have only three walls and use the house?
This is your sukkah, four walls. Now we're gonna put this four tefach thing right there. So it's kosher, because you still have the rest of the sukkah. It's a fine sukkah. That's not a problem. If you put it in the middle, then there's gonna be problems.
A lot of people.
And we're gonna learn later on, in halacha chaf, where that's gonna be a problem. But now we're just saying if it's on the side, that's kosher. But v'ni she'im tachto, but you can't sleep under that, because that's schach puzzle. In other words, we said a four tefach wide thing is puzzle schach. We're saying if you put it at the end, it won't damage your sukkah, because you still got the rest. Three walls is a kosher sukkah anyway. Even if I took away the whole fourth wall, if I cut away this whole part, I have a sukkah, everything else. But I can't sleep under that, because that part is not kosher schach. It's not the majority. It's not mixed. It's a separate thing. This is here. This is posel schach. We're not talking about the other case where you're mixing kosher and not kosher together.
But what if it was in the middle? Like,
then it's a problem. Then we have to wait till halacha chaf will tell us why that's a problem.
And if this is a house here, then you got to put it here.
You're breaking up the whole sukkah now, and you may not have any kosher sukkah. We'll have to see. Okay, where am I now? Okay, Vayoshen Tachtav, and what if you did sleep under that four tefach thing? Well, Yosei Chavoset, not even Bidiyev, but it's not good. Now, what if, Hayin Nesarim Sheish Barachim Arba, here's an interesting case. Let's say you've got a board that's four tefachim wide, but Ve'ein Ba'avim Arba, but thick, it's not four. Let's say, in tefachim, it's a 2x4 tefachim. So, if you lay it on the wide side, then for sure it's not good. But not gonna be clever. You know what he's gonna do? He's gonna reverse it and put the width on the length. So the four is up and the two is across. So it's only really taking up the space of two. The four isn't taking up the space of four. Maybe if I just change the direction, you understand?
The wind will not
if I've got the four like this, it's not kosher. What if I just do this?
Flip it.
You flip it. And I only have two. So maybe that's good, right? So where am I now? Hayin Nesarim Sheish Barachim Arba, Ve'ein Ba'avim Arba. If they're four wide but not thick, V'Havchum Etzidim. And now you put them on their side. She'ein Ba'Arba, and you put them on the side. It doesn't have the four. V'Seit Rami makes Chach with that.
Still Pesul.
Raise up. So that's Pesul. Why? Sure. Haneser Pesul. That board is Pesul. Bein Shesichech Barachbo. Bein Shesichech Ba'Avim. Doesn't matter if you cover by the length of the width. It is a board with four tefachim. A board with four tefachim is not kosher.
If you use it that way, you can use it this way.
Okay, we did seven.